maybe you can think of a, sometimes you buy a whole large thing. Yeah. You know, you just get a slice of something, and then sometimes you just buy a smaller, make an individual servings. Can you think of any names for either one of those?
Got it on the tip of my tongue, yeah. Well, a cinnamon roll, I know that. Mm-hmm. And there's Papa toasters. Papa, you know, toaster. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of another one, but I can't.
All right, well, let's
change. Draw a blank.
What do you call a, and you may or may not have a term for this, a finger ring with a very large stone in it?
Diamond.
Can you think of anything else you
know? Well, you can get all kind of stones in a ring, finger ring.
Well, they're not really interested in the designation by stone. They're thinking of some kind, or I guess they have in mind some term. That's
well, engagement ring and wedding ring.
Okay. What do you call knee-length shorts for men or for women?
The shorts.
How would you distinguish those, say, from shorts that are cut below the knees? Let's take women, for example. What do you call what a woman would wear if she had things cut just below the knees? Shorts.
I still call them shorts.
Shorts.
I don't.
And if they're cut slightly above the knee, you call them shorts. And what if...
Well, it's short shorts and short shorts. It's shorts and then short shorts.
Okay, short shorts, I take it, are cut higher than just above the knee. What about for men? What would you call the different kinds of pants for men?
Well, knee length, midways, or something like that. Okay.
What do you call clothes that are passed from one member of a family to another, or from one, you know, cousin to another?
Hand-me-downs.
All right. How about very, very fashionable, very good-looking clothes? Is there any name for that?
Uptown.
Uptown.
Fashionable clothes.
Where do you store winter clothes during the summer? Or I should say, I don't mean where, I mean how. What do you put them in?
Put them in bags and put mothballs in them to keep the moths out.
Okay, what kind of bags?
Storage bags.
All right. And is there a different name for the lightweight variety that you might, you know, bring your clothes home from the cleaners in?
Yeah, just cellophane bags, mm-hmm. Clothes bags.
And what would you carry, call the kind of bag that you carry onto a plane with clothes, you know?
Hanger bag, I reckon. Just a clothes bag with a clothes hanger in it to hang it up in.
Can you think of any particular names for different types of shoes for men?
Well, there's loafers and knockabouts, tennis shoes, and dressed up shoes, and shoes we call hush puppies, just kind of casual shoes. They got an earth shoe now, I think they call it earth shoe.
How about for women?
Well, the same for women, open-toed shoes, and traps.
Any others?
They have hush puppies, too, and tennis shoes.
All right, how about hairstyles? How would you...
You're getting into something I don't know about now.
Well, what about men's hairstyles? I know you said, what are some different kinds of men's hairstyles that you may know?
Well, it's long, and it's short, and butch. And a crew cut.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about women?